We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hello everyone, Joe to Cameron, John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling on this Wednesday morning. Now just a mere one day to opening day. Phil's tomorrow, unfortunately in Texas. What are you going to do about that? But the Phil's are back tomorrow. We'll talk about that today. We'll talk about it for the next 6 months, obviously, the Phil's baseball season. We'll also today get into yesterday from the owners' meeting, the NFL owners' meetings. Nick Sirianni and Jeffrey Lurie later last night both speaking. So we'll play audio of what those guys had to say. Sixers, Mavs tonight. Some free throw review from yesterday at the Palestra. A lot to do and all of it with you on the phone lines at 215-592-9494. Richie Rich.
Free throw review, Joe.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, the cat that Don Corleone is petting in his office was a stray cat that was just added at the last second by Francis Ford Coppola. Saw that little gray cat roaming around the set.
Wow.
Picked it up, handed it to Brando to hold during the now famous scene.
Iconic scene.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's funny you say that, John. I was watching that the other day, and I actually paid particular attention more than I ever had to how much attention he's paying to the cat.
Yeah, it was probably trying to get away from him.
While being a Don.
Stray.
Like, he's the Don. And
that's amazing.
He's talking to the Undertaker guy or whatever, but he's dealing with the cat. All right, let's get to it here. 215-592-9494. A lot to do, and a lot will be on the Eagles based on what Sirianni and Jeffrey Lurie said yesterday on a whole host of topics. But let's start with the Phils, because opening day is tomorrow. I guess they got a game in 24-6, about 33, 34 hours, John. Phillies baseball is back, of course, right here on WIP. Let's get into it and sort of the sense of expectation for the season and what gives everyone that greatest sense of optimism, which, because there's a lot of optimism in the air, but let's be real, what also gives you the greatest concern. I mean, we've had seasons in all the sports where we expect great things and then it's a lot less. And there's always reasons why. So let's get into the positives. Let's get into the negatives of sort of what you see up ahead here. I'll start with this, John. For me, the greatest sense of optimism, and you guys are going to hate my answer. My God. I don't know, Rhea, how you're going to feel, and Devin, how you're going to feel. But Seltzer and Rich are going to hate this answer. I'm going to say it because I got to get it off my chest before we go any further. The third wild card is what could bail them out.
Oh, God.
You're obsessed with this.
I freaking hate
optimism.
It. Well, yes. You know what? You know why?
So you're saying you hate it, but you're optimistic
of it. You know what my point is, John? It's almost impossible they miss the playoffs.
Yeah.
Because Major League Baseball has made it so freaking easy anymore. Now, okay.
It's still the least teams of all the major sports
that
we care about.
But it is, James, it is literally the thing that gives me the greatest sense of optimism, because even if like nine things go wrong, third wild card. Thank you.
You can't claim optimism if you're unhappy about something.
I'll give you a different answer. But I am curious because I had to get this off my chest. I've said it many times, 10 to 2. I do want to hear from people in this time slot. Are you with me or against me on third wild card? I hate it. I won't dwell on it forever, but I just got to put it out there. I think it provides a safety net that makes it too easy, and I'm just going to leave it there. Now, let me tell you, John, my real answer, if I will. On greatest sense of optimism for the Phils, it's star power. It's remarkable. I mean, I
Dombrowski talked about it.
He sure did.
All my teams that did something
totally.
Special.
I mean, I've got written down eight names. Now, maybe they don't all apply, but I'm just going to rifle through it, and I'll tell you the whys. Obviously, the top two are Bryce Harper and Trey Turner. They're two of the top 10 players in baseball. Bryce won't be around for, stretch of time. But Bryce and Trey Turner is a massive dose of star power at the top. All right, then I go to, now think about this. I'm not necessarily going in order, but I'll just frame it the way I frame it here. Let's go 3-4. Three, JT Realmuto, I think he is the best catcher in baseball. I don't think he initially was when he joined the Phils. I thought he was a bit of a disappointment in the first year or two, but he is really rounded in a form of what he had in Florida. I think he is the best catcher in baseball, and it's pretty amazing to have the best catcher in baseball not being your top two. Now let's go to the next guy I'm going to say.
Kyle, did you want to unload his contract too?
I was just unhappy with him. Like, come on, man. It's
good clarification.
You pick really odd players to be incredibly
well,
unhappy
let's
with.
Not, guys. Let's yeah, he does. Let's not misconstrue. In year one, he was a disappointment. I mean, I'm being honest, and that's what you guys are always citing when you talk about that. All right, let's get to the fourth player. I'm going to say Kyle Schwarber. Now, think about this. I haven't even said him yet until now. He led the National League in home runs last year. I repeat, I mean, I'm talking star power. He led the league in homers. Now, granted, he hit like 215, but he led the league in home runs. That's pretty amazing. All right, two guys at the top of the rotation, and I thought they were the single biggest reason why the Phillies kept moving through the playoffs last year, Wheeler Nola. That's huge, man. I mean, that is huge. So when you got that, now I'm at six. I'm going to give you two more, one who has been in baseball, one who hasn't been in baseball, but I believe will be. And I'm going back into the bullpen. So Sir Anthony has not been a star, but I think he's got it in his future. I think that guy is legit. I really do. I think that guy is awesome. As long as he stays healthy, there's something there. And then, of course, there's Kimbrel, who's got the seventh most saves in the history of Major League Baseball and is either setup man or pseudo-setup man, depending on how Rob Thompson deploys Kimbrel and Sir Anthony. I got eight dudes, man. And one of the things about the Eagles this past season, John, I think it stood out to us all, they had great players and they had big-time stars. I mean, it was like, yeah, I'm just going to add in an A.J. Brown. I got great corners. Oh, by the way, I got this amazing quarterback. By the way, Devontae Smith was like, you know, Heisman Trophy guy who's showing brilliance in year two. This to me, has a lot of that, man. Biggest reason for optimism for me, beyond the safety net of the third wild card, big-time star power. John, talk to me.
My biggest reason for optimism is this team's led by a complete beast, and Bryce Harper will fight this entire offseason, just like he's already begun to fight back from the elbow reconstruction. What we sensed down in Clearwater is that everyone's just blown away with the way this is going. And what I once thought was, oh, man, we got to wait until September until this guy can actually be out there safely. Now feels like Bryce himself, through sheer will and work, has shrunk that window where we have to survive without him by 3.5 or 4 months. I mean, you're talking September. Now, the sense that I was getting was possibly even May.
Yeah, maybe.
So that feels great. And that means when Bryce is back, and it's just his bat that will be back,
yep,
hopefully in May, that'll time up with a massively improved Alec Bohm. We've already seen it. He's bigger, looks stronger, older, just wiser. Trey freaking Turner, Trey freaking Turner.
Yeah.
Schwarber hitting for better average because he can't hit for worse.
Well, not having a lead, and not having a leadoff helps.
Absolutely.
Because that was a fun.
And the no-shift helps. No-shift helps.
Absolutely. Yeah. Now, it's going to help guys in other teams also, but it will help
But
him.
He's like one higher end.
I agree.
Help.
Yeah. I agree, James.
Stott with more experience will be a better Stott. I feel great about the guys who can hold down the fort, but they won't have to hold down the fort as long as we once thought, and it's going to be perceptibly shorter than what was expected.
All right, I want to hear from everyone at 215-592-9494. What gives you the greatest sense of optimism on this, the day before? It's not Christmas Eve. It's opening day Eve. Well, can you call it the Eve when it's in the morning? It's opening day Eve morning.
It's dark out. You can get
away
with it.
Well, yeah, that's another way to go about it. All right, so what gives you the greatest sense of optimism for the Phils? 215-592-9494. In a time when there's been a ton of optimism over the last 4 or 5 months since the last season ended. Now, let's get to the other side. What concerns you the most? What worries you the most about something that could derail this season? I will start with this. It's kind of a catch-all, but I'll say it, and then I'll get to my real answer. The catch-all answer is expectations are probably a tad too high. And what I mean by that is based on how last year ended, based on October. Guys, let's not forget, while Trey Turner was not part of this team and is a huge addition, let's not forget that the group from last year, which is largely the group to this year, lost the division by over 10 games to two different teams. I do think that has been largely forgotten. I mean, we went through a 162, and let's be real, they got their ass kicked. They got their ass kicked in the National League East. And the reason why we all feel so good about the field, one of the reasons, is because for 3 weeks in October, they played great baseball.
But wasn't it mostly to the Mets? I mean, the Mets just crushed them
last year.
The Braves won the division.
Yeah, the Braves and Mets won the division.
But they weren't as bad against the Braves as they were
against the Mets.
It was literally not close. The Phils lost the division by over 10 games to two teams. That means you got your ass kicked. So I can't act like that didn't happen. But let me get to a different thing, John, that concerns me the most. Injuries are starting to pile up here. And we shouldn't lose sight of that and where it could go. I mean, just for instance, Hoskins basically gone for the year. That's big. I don't consider it small. Some people consider it small. I consider it big. Bryce Harper literally likely gone for 2 months. Maybe it'll be a third month. So, you know, while there's a sense of optimism because the Phils will get to the playoffs anyway and you get Bryce in the playoffs and you get him for 4 months in the regular season or 3 months and they can overcome it, we shouldn't act like no Bryce for 2 months is just a no big deal because the Phillies will have to fight a little bit to make the playoffs. They'll be dealing with teams like the Padres and the Mets and the Braves. And, you know, so there is that the Brewers. There is that reality. Plus, there's the Ranger Suarez injury. Who knows how long that lasts? Plus the 19-year-old who we are all – I mean, who knows? Like maybe he pitches June 1st. Maybe he pitches August 1st. Maybe he's got a big problem. That's four right out of the gate. And that's before they've played a baseball game that matters. You never know where it's going beyond that. That's the thing that hits me the most there, John.
The thing that hits me the most, we just watched our Phillies get demolished at the back end of the World Series because of deep starting pitching. We thought we had a chance at some deep starting pitching.
Yeah.
And that is a problem right now. Taijuan Walker, maybe he was supposed to be the three or the four.
Yeah, either one.
Andrew Painter, supposed to be the five.
Yep.
Now Matt Strom is, I think, our five. A former starter who was turned into a reliever because he wasn't successful enough as a starter. Mediocre as a starter. And really the last time he was asked to fill that role was exclusively 2019. Yep. 2019.
Plus Bailey Falter involved in this. And you know what? While he was strong last year, he finished horrendous.
Bailey Falter as our four means that I don't know what to expect from our four. You know, sometimes, wow, he shows up and it looks great. Holy cow, Bailey Falter, is he like our reliever, like saver, like shut it down starter? And then other times he gets hit all day. Our four and five are not good enough. And that's what worries me most.
Yeah, I mean, it is a factor. Look, Bailey Falter, I thought he and Derek Hall and a couple other guys randomly, I don't want to say saved the season, but had a huge imprint on last year's team in stabilizing things when they needed stabilization. But I know this, when that dude pitched in the World Series last year, we couldn't, as a fan base, wait to get him out fast enough.
Well, he didn't. He pitched in the Padres series.
Padres, okay.
But to be fair to that outing,
he was a disaster.
He didn't make it an inning. He didn't make it one inning. But he also had not pitched for 2.5 weeks prior to that. Like I'm not out on Bailey Falter at all. I think Bailey Falter is a decent guy, and I think he's a fine five starter. Obviously, you don't want him as a four.
Right.
Bailey Falter's fine.
We'll see.
Take that outing in a vacuum. Think about the context of the outing, too.
We'll see about that. All right, 215-592-9494. To weigh in on all of this. One day to the Phils season, what gives you the greatest sense of optimism for excellence this year? What concerns you that could derail what otherwise seems to be a likely really strong contending baseball team? We'll get to the Sirianni audio. We'll get to Jeffrey Lurie, what he said last night out west, and we'll rock all your calls. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie, off and rolling on this Wednesday morning on 94 WIP.
Extend the life of your heater, avoid costly repairs, and lower cost to heat your home with a tune-up by Horizon Services Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Electrical. Call Horizon. They'll perform a multi-point tune-up and inspection for just $79. Horizon even offers same-day service, so that means they can clean and check your entire system from top to bottom, resetting it to factory-fresh conditions as soon as today. Best of all, you can save an additional $20 by booking your seasonal spring AC tune-up for just $59. Plus, every Horizon tune-up is backed by their industry-leading no-breakdown guarantee, so you are covered all season long. Don't wait. Get a guaranteed tune-up from the area's top home services team for just $79 and spring tune-up for $59. Call 8...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, Joe DeCamera here. Let me tell you about my friends and the wonderful people at Family and Company Jewelers in Marlton, New Jersey. Guys, I know some of you out there are thinking about getting engaged. And if you are, look no further than Family and Company Jewelers. Now's the time to pay them a visit. On Route 70 in Marlton, New Jersey, if you're shopping for that perfect engagement ring, look no further. They've got the top 5-star rating on Google with over 2,000 reviews, and no one else comes even close to that. So get the right ring, a ring from Family and Company Jewelers. Get the ring of her dreams for the gal of your dreams. By the way, if you're not looking to get engaged, you get a present for yourself. They got every piece of jewelry you can possibly imagine in there. Or get a great gift for a loved one, maybe an anniversary, whatever it might be. They cover it all. You got to see this showroom to believe it. It's awesome. A ring from Family and Company Jewelers, South Jersey's Diamond Destination.
Brought to you by NovaCare Rehabilitation, Jeffrey Lurie spoke at the owners' meetings, touched on Jalen Hurts, saying, "We'll be working with Jalen Hurts for a long time, as it's believed the two sides are working on an extension." Lurie also made his feelings clear on what his philosophy is in the NFL.
Offenses dominate in this league. Now, we had an outstanding defense this year. I think we were number 2 in defense, number 3 and number 1 or 2 in pass defense, and record number of sacks, and outstanding defense, outstanding offense. I mean, it was why we dominated the season. You come to games with great quarterbacks and Brady, Mahomes, Jalen, Nick Foles when he played that day. Offense is dominating this league.
Joel Embiid and James Harden listed as questionable for the Sixers home game tonight against the Mavericks. NovaCare is your trusted physical therapy partner throughout the Delaware Valley. Schedule your appointment today at NovaCare.com to get back to what you love. NBC 10 First Alert Forecast brought to you by PDQ Signature Systems. Mostly sunny, a high of 54. It's currently 41. If you're in the restaurant, hospitality, or casino business, you need a PDQ POS system. With PDQ POS, you'll sell more, earn more, and work less. If you want the best, trust PDQ POS. PDQPOS.com. To stream 94 WIP, tell your smart speaker to play 94 WIP.
Roll up in the club. Joe DeCamera and John Rich on this Wednesday morning. We got Ree and Devin and Seltzer, and you're with us, and we appreciate that. 215-592-9494 to weigh in on the show today, all the topics we'll talk about. We'll get a lot more into that Jeffrey Lurie and Nick Sirianni stuff. You just heard a piece of audio there. Interesting, you know, Lurie leaning into the offensive side, which is something a lot of people in the NFL do, to say the least. But, you know, defense does still matter, and it's Big part of how the Eagles lost the Super Bowl. They played a bad game defensively. All right, we also had to give away today a pair of tickets to see Adam Sandler. It's coming up in about 2 weeks. Adam Sandler live at the Wells Fargo Center, Friday, April 14th. Tickets on sale at wellsfargocenterphilly.com. And, John, I'd ask you this question and everyone here this question, everyone listening to this question. Seltzer told me earlier that he was watching The Departed recently. And while it's a very good movie, it's a really good movie, he thought there were a couple really dumb things in it.
Yes.
And so here's the question. What is dumb in an otherwise good or great movie? Now, James, just give me a quick example. Because I think we all know The Departed's really good. It's got a great soundtrack, got a great cast.
Sure.
It's a cool story.
Yeah.
What was dumb in that otherwise very quality
movie? Well, there
movie?
Are actually quite a few things, okay. Surprisingly. But, I mean, Jack Nicholson's accent is a disaster. Like, just make him from somewhere else. It was he tried to do the Boston accent. It's, like, all-time bad accent
right.
in the movie.
Yep.
So that's one example. I mean, Costigan leaving when he finds the citizen's note in Matt Damon's office is so stupid. He's coming back to, like, say, all right, we're all good, and he leaves and ruins the whole thing. Like, there's a bunch of stuff where it's like, that guy would have never done that. He's an undercover
all
agent.
Right, best answer by the end of the movie to at the end of the movie. Best answer by the end of the show. Person's going to win the tickets to see Adam Sandler. What was something that was dumb in an otherwise good or great movie? Like, as a for instance, John, in The Karate Kid, near the very end, the judge, whatever you call the guy in karate, he says, can't kick in the face. And then Daniel LaRusso literally wins the match by kicking Johnny Lawrence in the face.
You know. Like, big time.
And
no joke.
But when you start by the stork pose, the face kick is loud somehow.
All right, John, give me a great answer. What is something done? And I want to hear from everyone, 215-592-9494. What gives you a sense of optimism? What concerns you about the Phils? But also, for this Sandler tickets, what's something dominate otherwise good movie? John, what do you got?
This was a huge movie when it came out, Child's Play. It was very popular. The sequels and things like that, I guess they weren't quite as strong. But I always couldn't believe how dumb it was that people didn't just, like, kick the little doll. Like, it's a little doll. It's a little doll. It weighs 2 pounds. Like, are you really afraid? I understand. He's got a little toy knife. Kick him.
Really,
you can throw the doll.
Sounds
throw the doll in the river.
Sounds
like,
reasonable.
Go away.
That's a really good call.
Ray, give me an answer. What do you got?
John, you're going to be shocked, but mine involves a doll as well. This movie was nominated for an Oscar. American Sniper, The Fake Baby. Do you remember?
Yes, I remember that.
They literally had nobody would talk about it until after award season was done. And Bradley Cooper admitted, he goes, it was the nuttiest thing ever.
I don't remember that.
Oh, all you have to do is Google a picture of Baby and American Sniper.
Wow.
It's literally like a baby you buy at Target.
Wow. All right, Devin, give me a great answer. Something dumb in a good movie.
Okay, I had so many answers to choose from, but I know you guys wanted me to watch The Usual Suspects.
Yes.
And we haven't had a chance to really break that down and my thoughts on it.
So look at you.
I liked it. My only complaint was that I called the plot twist before it happened.
You did?
Because who cast Kevin Spacey as a good guy?
See, this is the problem. This is the problem.
He's going to be in a movie. Yeah. He's always going to be some sort
of shady. We didn't know Kevin Spacey. We didn't know Kevin Spacey at all when this came out.
Right.
Right. And that's what I figured. But watching it back now, it didn't age well in terms of how he was typecast.
Wow. That's interesting.
That is interesting.
I never would have thought that at all. But I understand how, from a younger perspective, yeah, I get it.
It was good, though.
All right. Give us a great answer. Something dumb in a good movie. 215-592.
I have an answer. Departed was not my answer. I have an answer.
Okay.
In the greatest movie of all time.
Yep.
Godfather.
Yep.
The fact that he goes and Kay just goes back with him, leaves her students on the street, and just goes with Michael after he goes to Apollonia, leaves her.
Right.
He's like, sure, no problem. You got it, Michael.
You're right.
It's pretty dumb.
It was a weird scene, too. It was very weird. All right, let's go to the phone. Something dumb in a good movie. Eagles, Philly, sense of anticipation and excitement. What gives you the greatest sense of optimism? What concerns you? Let's kick it off with Keith right now. Good morning, Keith.
Good morning.
Hi, Keith.
What's up, buddy?
Good morning. I just want to say something about the Phillies and the Sixers.
Yes, sir.
I think the Phillies have a good shot to go back. I think they're trying to mend out all the things they have to do, and I think that they will turn out to be a
Well, they got a heck of a shot to be a really good team, Keith. I mean, they got really, really good players, and they're balanced with hitting and pitching, and probably better defense this year when you consider no Reese. Well, we got to see what's over there, actually. Now that I think about it, it's probably going to be a butchery any which way you cut it. But they have a very good team.
It has to net out better because you got to figure.
I don't know about that,
Sosa, John. Factored
in. I guess. I guess that's true. But then you're right. That's fair. Sosa playing more means better defense.
Yeah. Plus, net result is better defense.
Plus a full season of Marsh.
Probably less home
Yeah,
run.
It's not the island. That was my reason. Yeah. My reason is it's not the island of misfit toys anymore. And said, remember what we started out last season
it's
with
awful.
In center field? It was for like 2 months. It was a disgrace.
And it wasn't just last year. It was like the last 3 or 4 years.
Like a decade. It's been a long time since Shane.
Yeah. Right, Keith, what do you got on the 76ers?
I think Joel Embiid's getting done wrong. I think he's being done wrong.
Listen, man, if he wanted that award, he should have played in the game.
Wow.
I'm just telling you.
Look, Keith, I side with you in the respect that I appreciate – if this allows Joel to play deep into the postseason and we don't have to sit here and bite our nails every game to determine whether he's able to play or not, then I'm all for it, and I appreciate him, you know, sacrificing his personal goals to some degree. It just feels a little bit like I'm being naive.
I think you are. And listen, John, you might be right. Look, maybe he's truly injured.
I want to believe
maybe
that.
It's for the long haul.
I want
haul,
to
but...
believe it, but what makes Joel tick?
Yeah, it just feels implausible to me that it's as simple as you're saying. I Keith, give me a great answer. From an otherwise good movie, what is something dumb in a movie?
I have to go back in the day to Abbott and Costello. Who's on first?
All right, you got it, man. It's actually not dumb.
That's brilliant.
Matter of fact, I'm going to say something that's really going to be rude. You got to be dumb to think it's dumb.
One of the most brilliant things in a movie ever.
I mean, I'm sorry, Keith. I mean, I'm just being honest. 215-59. I'm not saying you're dumb, Keith. I'm talking about Richie over here.
No, you didn't say that at all. You intimated it.
Talking about Richie.
All
right, 215-592-9494. Up ahead, Jeffrey Lurie, what he said. It was pretty late last night from the owners' meeting on trying to maintain excellence with the Eagles after Jalen Hurts gets a big contract, which he has not yet gotten. At least it hasn't yet been announced. But sort of the process of team building after a quarterback of Hurts' ilk gets the big money. What Lurie said about that, plus an announcement from Jeffrey Lurie yesterday that will impact the Eagles this upcoming season and likely beyond. We'll get to all that. We'll rock all your calls. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie on 94 WIP. Hey, isn't it time to invest in yourself? I certainly say it is. So start at PI Dental Center. They got decades of experience in complex dental treatment, and they can fix you. Let me repeat that. They can fix you. If you've got a problem with your teeth, you know, I've been a patient, or your gums, you know, whatever it might be. I've been a patient at PI Dental for over 2 decades. And Dr. Glenn Wolfinger and Dr. Robert Slough, they are board certified. They are board certified prosthodontists. They specialize in the restoration and replacement of teeth. PI Dental Center are the originators of the teeth in a day. It's a revolutionary treatment that delivers fixed teeth and implants placed for a dramatic transformation in just one day. So if you have a major issue or a minor issue with your teeth and you need some help, know this, by the way. Not only is help there, help's there for people all around the world at PI Dental Center. They were telling me a couple months ago how people come from Europe for their treatment. You don't have to go from Europe. You just got to go from where you are right now to Fort Washington. It's right there. By the way, you can start the whole process with the website. Visit PI.
Brought to you by Nass Cancellary at the NFL owners' meetings in Arizona. Jeffrey Lurie says he expects the Eagles to be working with Jalen Hurts a long time and sees a special quality in Hurts.
Every quarterback's different. Donovan's different. You know, Carson was a unique situation and you know, suffered a lot of serious injuries right after the contract. And Jalen's very different than those two. The thing with Jalen that is... you know, I'm so optimistic about is he's just got this incredible, you know, I'm not telling you anything you don't know here, but seeing him virtually every day, he's got an incredible passion for being phenomenal. And you see that in the great ones.
Sixers back home after an 0-3 road trip to host the Dallas Mavericks. Joel Embiid, James Harden listed as questionable. Philadelphia asbestos attorneys Nass Cancellary have collected over $500 million for 5,000 asbestos victims. Call 215-546-8200. NBC 10 First Alert forecast. Mostly sunny today. A high of 57. It is currently 41. To stream 94 WIP, tell your smart speaker to play 94 WIP.
You know what's fascinating about that audio that just aired in the sports update is how inaccurate Jeffrey Lurie just was with what he said about Carson Wentz. He said that Carson suffered the injuries after the contract. Carson suffered the two biggest injuries completely before the contract. He suffered the knee injury in 2017. He suffered the back injury in 2018. Yeah. Then they gave him a contract after the 2018. Like, it's literally totally inaccurate. Now,
the concussion is the only one you can say.
The only other one. Now, what I think Lurie is probably alluding to is that the impact of those injuries became more evident after he signed the contract. But the injuries themselves were totally before that. You're right, James, other than the concussion, which, I mean, let's be real. That was a one-game situation. Let's go to the phones, 215-592-9494. More of what Lurie said from yesterday we'll get to this segment. Let's go to Scott in King of Prussia. Good morning, Scott.
Greetings, team. Good morning.
Hey, Scott.
What's up, buddy?
Hey, looking forward to the start of the baseball season. Obviously, it's such a great time of year,
yeah.
You know, going in. I definitely have some concerns about the team right now. Two things to be appreciative for is that the defense is up the middle.
Yep.
You know, with Turner, Stott, JT, Marsh, that little inner diamond is the strongest it's been in years.
Although I will say Segura was good. Segura was a good glove, man. He was a good glove and a good arm. He was a solid, really above average defensive player.
And here's what I'm going to tell you, and we'll see if I'm right, but I think Stott's even better at second base. I think he is defensively, that's probably where he slots the best. I think you'll see his best work there. My concern, I guess, for this team and for most is starting pitching. I think there's going to be plenty of offense. I think the defense will be slightly improved. I think you'll see moves there, but the starting pitching is really thin. And to be going into the season already down a few is a concern. So I would be looking for them to be picking up some veteran arms, just guys that to eat some innings.
I don't know about that, Scott. I mean, here's the good news. They do expect everybody back eventually. And
I know.
And really just got to kind of get through a month or month and a half. See, this is where my argument of the third wild card comes in. I think the third wild card dramatically helps them not have to panic and make a trade of a minor leaguer to go get a veteran pitcher to step in. They can weather that storm for 30 to 45 days.
But we have such scars. You know, Matt Strom, we all know he's not going to always hold up. Just like Vince Velasquez, we all knew he wasn't always going to hold up, but he was just slotted in there because there wasn't anyone else to slot in there. This year, it's because of the injuries. I don't feel great.
I feel a lot better than both of you guys because, Scott, when you got Nola and Wheeler and a healthy Walker out of the gate, to say thin, I think that's inaccurate. I won't use that word. Scott, give me a great answer. What's something dumb and a good
move? My grandfather taught me a long time ago, Joe, you can never have too much good health or starting pitching.
I guess you. Give me something dumb and a good movie.
Okay. So this has got to be one of the all-time dumbest things in a big movie. But Rose, do you think you can make a little bit of room for Jack, considering that you both survived?
It's a great answer, man. It's a great answer.
I never understood that.
Horrible. All right, let's go to Matt and Ridley. What's up, Matt?
Joe, it doesn't happen often, but I'm actually going to agree with you about something.
Okay.
You're right about the inaccuracy of Lurie's statement. You're so right about it. He was as inaccurate as you were yesterday shooting those foul shots.
Well, hold on a second. He was accurate to a degree of zero. I was accurate to a degree of 74. Zero and 74 are like not the same numbers.
Joe, to quote a famous line, you were writing checks that your body couldn't cash yet.
You're not wrong.
You were better than I thought, I have to say. Well, I was surprised at how many you did it.
You were worse than the last time we saw you do it.
He was talking a lot of smack about making a lot of foul shots.
I thought he was going to hit like 20%, so 74 was quite impressive.
He got 76 last time, you know.
Yeah, I went down, Matt.
Joe, you were sounding like 90% though the week before, right? I remember, right?
Yeah, he actually made a bet for 90%.
Well, I wouldn't call it a bet. I would just say that, look, I don't think I've ever hit.
What do you mean you wouldn't call it a bet? What would you call it?
It was an agreement. It's not a bet. There was no
Richie side on the 90%.
Yeah, there was no stake on
your side.
Yeah,
I mean.
So it's not a bet. John just offered up that if I got to 90%, he would do something.
No, you offered that up. Because you
thought it was potentially
achievable.
I suggested it. Yeah. You said it. I didn't. It's not my. It's not a bet. It's just. It was an agreed upon reality. How about that?
Joe, I'm going to suggest you stop talking a lot of trash and can't back up. What do you think?
I'm going to suggest you agree with me more. You'll be on the right side of history a lot more often.
Okay.
How about that?
All right,
Matt. Something.
I'll bring up my Philly.
Sure.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Philly's point.
Sure.
Well, one. We'll do a Sixers and a Philly's point if I can squeeze them in.
Just give me the Phils. We got to move fast.
All right. Late season injuries is what I'm most fearful of because of our late season run. Everybody was so healthy. And if we're not healthy, in let's say August, September, we're probably not going to have the same kind of run we did last year.
Well, that's for sure. I mean, they were pretty damn healthy down the stretch last year, and it helped them quite a bit. All right, Matt, give me something great, something dumb in an otherwise good movie.
Field of Dreams got this wrong. They batted Shoeless Joe right-handed.
Yeah, they did.
That was pretty dumb.
Yeah, they did. You know, you got only about 70 years to prepare for that. You'd think you'd have the guy, holding the bat the right way. All right, let's get to some more audio with Jeffrey Lurie because he talked on a whole host of issues yesterday, one of which was, John, the idea of trying to maintain excellence, and the Eagles certainly were excellent in 2022, maintaining that excellence once Hurts gets the big deal, which he hasn't yet, but I think we all feel generally pretty confident it'll happen. I'll say this. I found one word near the beginning of his answer, particularly, I'll call it alarming, and I'll call it notable, because he actually leads to a certain extent with a negative. Listen to Lurie talking about the challenge of building a great team around a high-priced quarterback.
How do you view the process that needs to be taken here to make sure you guys can maintain this level moving forward with a franchise quarterback contract?
Right. We've seen teams do it. We're challenged to be one of those teams. I think the most important aspect of that is to have the right quarterback. Assuming you have the right coach, the right staff, the right general manager, their staff, the right culture, all that goes into all the resources necessary. But then, you've got to have – I think it's so helpful to have a dynamic quarterback who's a great leader, a special person, and someone that is so hungry, and not just to win it once, but to win it multiple times and obsessed.
Nothing that he said there is inaccurate. But I'm telling you, the most notable thing is he literally leads the answer with, we're challenged. Play that again, James. We're challenged.
We've seen teams do it. We're challenged to be one of those teams.
We're challenged, John. Like, I just really hope everyone realizes, given Hurts $50 million or whatever it's going to be, it really is going to hurt the roster. And it's just, look, you'd rather have the problem of having a quarterback and trying to figure out how much than not. But there is an element of it that's a problem, and it's going to strip away talent, and it's already begun. It is what it is, John.
Okay, and everyone wants to be in our boat. Everyone wants to be in the situation that we're in, where we know exactly who we want to be our quarterback because he's good enough.
See,
How many are there? Seven or eight. And we're one of those teams, and it's just a matter of fact. It is about to happen. It will happen. Both sides are saying as much. And we're the envy of the rest of the NFL that's not named Kansas City or Buffalo or
I don't know about that.
The
envy is the team that has that great player that's not yet eligible for the contract. I don't know who theoretically it could be Trevor Lawrence this year. I don't think he'll take that kind of leap, but maybe.
I heard the challenge is more of a, I don't want to say positive, but not like we're challenged. We're going to rise to the occasion and become like a Kansas City Chiefs who, despite having to pay Patrick Mahomes, they're still a great team.
Well, he was clearly trying to spin it yesterday in a positive way. There's no doubt about it. But I was struck by the fact that he led that answer with something that notes the negative side of it.
It wasn't a promise.
He's indicating, and it's a truism, it is more difficult.
Yeah.
It just is. It is more difficult. By the way, Lurie also with an announcement yesterday. And this is something a lot of people have waited, man, a long time for, about the jerseys, about the Kelly Green. Let's listen to what Jeffrey Lurie said.
This is the season we'll reintroduce the classic Kelly Green, and I'm super excited. And, you know, I don't know what date that's going to be, but I think the fans will love it. It's why we're bringing it back. We really took the feedback seriously over the years, and the first moment we could get the Kelly Green helmet approved, we'll finally be able to see it on the field.
The whole thing has been so strange for so long because it had to do with this helmet thing and an NFL deal with a jersey provider or manufacturer. I don't even know how
shockingly
to describe it.
Shockingly, it had to do with money.
Yeah, the whole thing was so strange. So to the best of my knowledge, I think they've – and I love the Kelly Green. Kelly Green is what it was growing up for me when I was growing up. And when I guess most of us were growing up, if you will, I think they've only used the Kelly Green one game in the last quarter century, which would be, James, the game Michael Vick first played in for the Eagles.
Correct.
Right. Well, not
that
first
was,
played
yeah.
in. It was his second season, but it's when he
when he took over.
Supplanted Cobb, yeah. if you will. So, look, there's no doubt 20 years ago, 15 years ago, this was a red-hot topic. I mean, there were a lot of people that wanted the Kelly Green back desperately. Lurie obviously cited feedback from the fans, and there's no doubt that's true. But we'll present this Twitter poll question of the day today. Twitter poll question of the day brought to us by Armin Chevrolet of Ardmore. Armin Chevrolet celebrating their 23rd anniversary. It's truck month at Armin Chevrolet. Find new roads at ArminChevy.com. Here's today's question. Do you care that the Eagles are bringing back the Kelly Green jerseys for select games? Now, we got three choices here. A, yes, I care a lot. B, yes, I care, but it's only a little bit. Or C, no, I don't care. Don't care at all, don't care anymore, never cared, whatever you want to put it. Just don't care. You can vote at sports. Because I'll tell you this.
That's a little hard.
Well, here's the deal. Here's the deal. 20 years ago.
It is a thing.
20 years ago, this would have been yes, I care a lot from many. My guess is, the winner today will be yes, I care, but I only care a little bit.
Probably.
20 years ago, I cared a lot.
Probably. I have never liked the midnight green, ever.
See, but I've gotten so used to it now.
And they want a Super Bowl.
A Super Bowl.
And I know that's how people... I literally just have never liked the color. I just didn't.
Well,
don't care for
look,
it.
Look, everyone can weigh in here. You can call in at 215-592-9494. You can also respond on the Twitter poll. Get to Twitter and vote. You care a lot, you care a little, you don't care at all. That for select games, Kelly Green coming back for 2023, and you know I would certainly imagine beyond. All right, 215-592-9494. Also, if you want to comment on what Jeffrey Lurie said, his comment about, you know, the Eagles are challenged upon signing Jalen to build this thing the right way and maintain excellence, you can comment on that as well. Let's go to Dan in Philadelphia. Hi, Dan.
Good morning, crew. How are we?
Great, Dan.
Joe, do you finally accept that you're a below 80% free throw shooter?
I accept that I was below 80% yesterday. I don't accept that I would be on average.
So the last time you did it, you were at mid-70s, so that is on average, right?
That's on average on a sample size of two. Then there's the other sample size.
The only two we know
about. If we average
it
out, he's a 75.
So Will Chamberlain, they said how many points he averaged a game, he could say 100?
No, that's based on your logic.
100 points one time?
No, you're taking a small sample size. I'm trying to enlighten you to broaden your brain beyond that. You just fell into your own trap, you knucklehead.
No, the sample size is the two times we saw, and it's
no. Just admit defeat, Dan. You made a mistake. It's okay.
You admit defeat that. You
I do admit, and Dan, let me admit defeat. You ready? Yesterday,
right,
I flat out lost. It's my
I don't
fault.
Think you lost.
No. Let me tell you something. Let me be very clear to everyone listening. I failed yesterday. Let me be very honest. Be very candid. Be very forthcoming. I mean, first off, there's no other way around it. It was obvious. It was seen. It was heard. I had an objective. I fell short of that objective. Henceforth, ergo, I frickin', and believe me when I tell you, I wanted to say a different F word right there, but I held back. I frickin' failed. And I own that, Dan.
Make you feel better. I don't think you failed. I think you're a good free throw shooter. You're just a mid 70% free throw shooter.
That's it. That's still impressive, Joe. That was an impressive job.
I went home yesterday with a tremendous degree of shame, and I'm not joking about that. I felt absolutely crummy walking out of there yesterday.
Really?
I really
trust
did.
Me when I tell you, there's a lot of shame right here.
I felt terrible. I really did. Dan, what do you got on the Phillies or Eagles? What do you got?
Listen, I don't think Jeffrey, I mean, obviously it's going to be a challenge to try to, you know, keep a constructed roster together with a franchise quarterback. what I think he meant is they're challenged, as in they have the opportunity to show the league how to do it. You know, they're challenged, as in they're excited about doing it and showing the league that you can have a franchise quarterback with that type of contract and still be a good team.
Look, there's no doubt that's the objective, Dan, but there's no way to construe, in my opinion, challenged as anything other than he's telling everybody that he knows it becomes more difficult when the quarterback makes $50 million instead of $1 million. Because it does.
It does. And it's their turn to show the league how to do it with that type of challenge. I think he's taking the challenge and accepting it, kind of like you did yesterday.
Yeah, but they might actually pull it off. I didn't. Dan, exactly. Give me a great answer. It's something dumb in a good movie.
Listen how ridiculous it is. Nobody could tell that Clark Kent was Superman because he had clear glasses on.
That's great, man.
Yeah, great one.
That's pretty. Well, he would bump into desks, and that was kind of throwing people off. Keith is with us. Good morning, Keith.
Good morning. How you doing today, guys?
Doing well, Keith.
Fantastic, buddy.
Good. I just want to talk about how on this last Phillies run and them going to the World Series, I became a new fan, and I just hope that they can continue – the rah-rah for the rest of the season and keep me excited.
Well, look, there's going to be a lot of that, but there's also going to be down days. I mean, it is what it is. It's a long season. And I'll say this, Keith. I don't expect the Phillies to win the division. They might.
Wow.
They got a real shot. But, I mean, again, Keith, they lost the division last year to two teams by over 10 games. And while I think the Phillies are probably better than the Mets, I think the Braves are better than the Phillies. I'm just going to be honest. I think the Braves are a better baseball team.
Wow.
They got a tremendous collection of players, man. Like, think of it this way, Keith. Last year when the Phillies beat the Braves, in about the smallest sample size you can have, five-game series in which the Phillies, it only took four, and the Phillies won three, and the Braves won one.
And they got lucky that Strider was injured.
Yes, they did.
Because
right.
He was terrific
last
year.
Over 162 games, the Braves were significantly better than the Phillies.
This is true.
Yeah. No, listen, maybe Trey Turner swings that. Maybe momentum from last October and experience swings that. Maybe 35,000 people a day at Citizens Bank Park instead of, I don't know, 22,000, and you get a whole bunch of extra fans in there going crazy, and that sort of enthusiasm swings it. It's all possible. But know this, I think the day before the season starts, I'll tell you right now, I think the Braves are going to win the division.
Wow. Well, you have a lot of newcomers like myself who are very excited about what the Phillies are going to do this year, and we just want them to keep us excited. That's all.
Oh, they will, because they'll be in the hunt. They'll be in the hunt enough for sure. Keith, give me a big answer. Something dumb in a good movie.
Something dumb in a good movie is The Mannequin. No one knew that The Mannequin wasn't real, and then they came back at the end and made it like she was real forever. And before she passed away or died or something, The Mannequin.
You got it.
Done in, I believe, and bought a Boscov's or something like
you,
that.
I remember that. Keith, keep these phone calls coming to us, man. Great call.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.